This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. Since the Thomas Fire started on December 4th, over 100,000 people have been evacuated from Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. But workers in the area's many agricultural fields stayed on the job, breathing in smoke and ash as they pick strawberry and celery crops. Farm worker advocacy groups say they noticed the day after the fire started, thousands of workers in the fields without protective equipment.
Instead, they were telling us to hurry up, to keep working harder because it was a bad environment and we had to pick the produce. The tractor was moving faster than we were moving and they were just telling us to hurry up. And the supervisor was telling us to push more.
This worker, whom we're not naming because he's scared he'll lose his job, says he was told to work faster so he wouldn't work as long in the falling ash and thick smoke. Lucas Zucker is with the Central Coast Alliance United for a Sustainable Economy, or CAUSE. The group sprang into action, buying masks and attempting to distribute them. He says while the workers eagerly accepted the equipment, their supervisors behaved differently.
On some farms, owners and supervisors kind of kicking people off. We've had some pretty hostile confrontations.
You know, I'm going to give them credit for trying to take action to help out, you know, what's a fairly vulnerable population out there, very important to our industry, but, you know, they're trying to go directly into fields and hand out masks.
John Chris is CEO of the Ventura County Farm Bureau.
I think in the future, we need to make sure we have a better working relationship with those organizations because what they're doing actually is trespassing.
Cal OSHA monitors workplace safety. Spokesperson Erica Monterosa says while it's up to farm owners to take the steps necessary to protect their workers, Cal OSHA is focused on ensuring they do.
We take reports of worksite hazards very, very seriously, and we also take workers' rights very seriously.
Community groups like CAUSE say even days after the fire started, the majority of growers still weren't handing out masks. For the California Report, I'm Greta Mart.